Blog Talk Radio.
Give it right back to me. Throw your smoke in the air. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Tell my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge. And he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can conquer all these lame ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. No, I really don't care, cause a party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started, I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest, shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got 3 stories, all I need is 3 stories. It's cool with the orgies, hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here? This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous. Bobby Treacherous.
You know, I told that to a woman one time. I was like, hey, girl, I come in all flavors. I guess she didn't take too well to the joke. I was like, girl, that's Bobby, girl, Bobby Treacherous. All flavors, yeah, all flavors. You ain't heard that yet? Well, all right, check this out, y'all. We live up in the building. Scandalous Biatch Saturday is back. You know what I'm saying? My popular demand second season is officially jumping off, man. We is officially into the second season of Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelling Prize, man, where we do all kind of crazy shit. But on the weekend, on Saturday, it's your day to make your calls in to 347-237-5125.
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good, smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
I farted again. I made people leave. Offended my friends. Oh baby, I just gave it a push. But I didn't know it was that serious.
stage or something I want you to have.
Oh, beautiful, but wait a minute, isn't this?
Yes, yes it is. Gas X and Beano. Went to the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Every time I be playing that little skit, because, you know, Harry Spears is, a close friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? That's Britney Spears' manager, Harry Spears. And, he be sending me all little kind of stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, trying to promote her, you know what I'm saying, in a different market. Since he knows this show will play it, you know what I'm saying, he sends it my way. And, that's late breaking right there, people. That's late breaking. You know what I'm saying? Y'all never hear that anywhere else but right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Where we,
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me you built a time machine? Kind of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Motherfucker, it's a weed machine. It's not a time machine. I don't know why these motherfuckers keep running around me talking about
it. Save the clock tower.
Motherfucker, I saved my change for weed. Got time for that shit. But, y'all already know what time this is, man. This is a little different show right here. Scandalous Beyond Saturday. Well, you know, normally throughout the week, the lame radio station now here, they do Throw 'em to the Dogs. What they call Throw 'em to the Dogs. So, you know, motherfuckers be calling in and talking about, yeah, my ex-girlfriend, yeah, she cheated on me. I want to throw her to the dog. Throw her to the dogs? Bitch, she cheated on you. You want to say, fuck that bitch. Punk bitch, don't bring your ass home because all your shit is outside. You can say that on this show. You know what I'm saying? FM, I don't know. They won't allow you to say that. So that's what we do here. You know what I'm saying? So you want to cuss the motherfucker out straight up. Call 347-237-5125. And cuss somebody out from around the world. And I mean the world. You know, cuss that fuck bitch in Boston. You know, this is the right show for that. So big ups to Alexander 84, the guest who about to get their ass kicked up out of here if you don't go sign the fuck up. Heavenly Angel, who you already know, my eyes in the skies. Over Washington, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got to watch, keep a close eye on Washington, man. And then, of course, you got sideline. Let me ask old Heavenly Angel. Heavenly Angel, you been tagged yet? That ain't no scandalous bitch shit, but that's fucked up, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, RFD tags, RID tags, whatever the hell kind of shit. They're common people. They have signed the bill. If you didn't know, the healthcare reform bill was just the opening door for the RID tag, the RFD tag. So, you guys better watch yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Don't be going in that motherfucker getting no fake-ass inoculations and flu shots and shit, because you're going to come out with something more than you motherfucking expected. And that's all the way around the world. And I mean the world. Shots out of Singapore. You know what I'm saying? We got the Netherlands, Singapore up in here. Man, I don't think I've been to Singapore. What the hell is Singapore? What language is that? But don't forget, Tuesday, this Tuesday coming up, compliments of Wrecking the Game Radio and kind of special requests via side nine. We're gonna go into German. I planned on teaching Russian, but I was like, fuck it, I don't know goddamn Arnold Schwarzenegger, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna go into German, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad, he is German. So, that's what we're going to start for the month of April. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into German. We're going to learn that throughout the month, man. And, we're going to have a good time on that. Don't forget the 420 party, April 20th, you know what I'm saying, 2010, right here live in Tampa, Florida. 9 p.m. until 3 a.m. Got free blunt, free food, free gifts throughout the night, free parking, you know what I'm saying, $10 VIP in advance only. And so we'll be a closed door event. And make sure you have your face in the police. Now, some scandalous biatch. understand this B.I. shit that done happened down here in Florida. They got a law that they finna pass to ban smoking in your vehicles. Now, what kills me is the motherfuckers already put the goddamn ban up talking about you can't motherfucking drive and talk on your cell phone, but every goddamn law enforcement motherfucker that you see, every time they bend in the curve, they picking their little motherfucking cell phones up, you know what I'm saying, and talking on the goddamn cell phone. So, my thing is, but the only thing you don't see is motherfuckers smoking in their units, you know what I'm saying, which if I was the police, I'd be smoking in my unit. I have to have my own personal car, cause that bitch smell like weed every day. Not every day. Shit. Officer smells so good. We noticed that you have a lot of activity in the drug area, but you don't have any arrest. No. See, Captain. See, what you ain't seeing, Captain, see, I'm in the area, but I'm in the area for surveillance. Yeah, I'm in surveillance. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, see, I'm in the area for surveillance, and the guys that I'm surveillance, they just happen to bring me product because they know I'm surveillance. So, yeah, and be fucked up. I'll be fired the next goddamn day. I'll be fired the next fucking day. It's just not a job for me. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Chewing gum. It's applicable. What? Hell fucking no. Well, we just got late great breaking news from Singapore. Chewing gum has been banned in Singapore. Hell fucking damn. Yeah. Boy, yeah. Hell nah, mini Tokyo. Yeah, I believe that. Shit, it ain't nothing. Well, Alexander, this your first time to the show. When I read this motherfucking nutty news of the day, yeah, I'm trying to tell you, boy, I got news from around the world that'll make you be like, yeah, damn, I'm kind of happy I stay here. But believe you me, people, I'm down here in Florida, you know what I'm saying? Well, this is one of the most racist police states, you know what I'm saying, in the United States. One. We got the most prisons. You know what I'm saying? Down this motherfucker. So if y'all ain't ready, you better get your mental mind state ready for a motherfucking police type state. You know what I'm saying? Where freedoms are heavily limited. But what kills me is, why would a person allow themselves to get to have they freedom, you know what I'm saying, limited, just voluntarily limited, you know what I'm saying? Like right now, I'm sorry, I pretty much destroy anybody right now that's trying to fucking destroy me, you know what I'm saying? So putting tags and all that shit into me like a motherfucking cattle and all that shit, you know, marking me for territory or as product or some shit, nah, you got me fucked up. So, you know, that's why lately I've been switching up my shopping scheme. I'm going to drop something in the chat room. All my peoples out there, man, if you want to check this site out, stop going to motherfucking Best Buy, stop going to Cop USA, stop shopping, you know what I'm saying, in these motherfucking so-called American motherfucking ran stores. Because what fucking kills me is when you go into these goddamn stores and every item in the store says made in China or made in motherfucking Taiwan. So why the hell the store just don't say Chinese imported products instead of motherfucking Target or Walmart? You feel me? All these old fuck-ass, fluky-ass names and shit that these bitches keep goddamn blowing smoke up your asses and shit, making you run out buying $200, $300, $400, $500 products that they ain't paying nothing but 50 cent, $4 or $5 and shit for. But why do you keep motherfucking ordering and buying out of their store when you can order and buy direct? You know what I'm saying? So what I do is I teach people to go to epathchina.com and fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Just buy direct and don't even worry about shopping in the goddamn. I mean, how can you possibly lose by buying directly from China? Exactly. You can't. God damn it. They buying directly from China. How the fuck you gonna lose? You know what I'm saying? Shit. Fuck that shit. EPAFChina.com, people. Knowledge is motherfucking everything. It ain't power. You know what I'm saying? Power is what the fuck come out of an electric goddamn light bulb. Power is that's energy when it comes out when you're opening up your chakras. But power is a mental mind state that motherfuckers put themselves in to think that they have a strong hold over another person or thing. That's what power is. You know what I'm saying? Money can't bring you that. You know, money don't bring you that. Don't nothing bring you power. But your mental mind state, and that's the mind state motherfuckers want to be into. So I don't try to be into that. I'm an energy sharing person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nah, you don't need to buy wholesale. That's straight. Straight fucking contact, people. You can buy one to a goddamn million. You can open up your own fucking Target, Best Buy. Fuck it, people. Go to epathchina.com. If y'all want to goddamn hook up with me, we need to partner up and get a goddamn website going. You know what I'm saying? And buy strictly from fucking China. Come back, put it on our own goddamn website. You know what I'm saying? And we all motherfucking make money off of one site. Huh? Got all these countries, goddamn it, we making money off of one site. States and countries, one fucking website. Everybody put their investment in, and we boom, one fucking website. And buy from China, goddamn self. Everything on there. Cell phones, watches. I don't matter. I just ordered my laptop. Laptop chargers down here in Radio Shack or Best Buy, anywhere. Go and price a Dell laptop charger for your laptop. The bitch is running $100 and up. I bought this bitch from fucking China that's got all the goddamn writings of China on the back. Don't say shit about America on the motherfucking back of the charger. I paid 15 fucking bucks for it. Just got it in the mail. Took me 2 weeks for free shipping. Don't pay for shipping. Everything is free, goddammit. Get it free. Just fucking use some patience and wait. You know what I'm saying? Waited on my shit. Got a good-ass webcam. You know what I'm saying? It looked like a digital camera and shit. Got that bitch for 20 bucks. And the shit in the stores would be like, you know what I'm saying, like $100 for the webcam. I got it for like $20. So, I mean, people, the world is not a strange place. It's just strange, stupid motherfuckers living in it. You know what I'm saying? It's doing ass backwards shit, trying to keep you in a motherfucking dark state. You know what I'm saying? Or keep your ass off the motherfucking bigger picture. The bigger picture here is people's getting fucked. And I mean, fucks real from Sunday back to Sunday, goddammit. No Vaseline. You know what I'm saying? And I'm stopping the sliding right here, goddammit. I'm stopping the sliding. You know, put a rub on, goddammit. Not fucking America. Not fucking American people, man. That made no damn sense. We sitting around this motherfucker buying exported products and shit. You know what I'm saying? But when you can buy it directly from the goddamn exporter, you going to sit up here and run down to your goddamn shit because you just got to have that fluky fuck-ass flip phone. I can get you a goddamn quad fire phone. And that bitch there got a 5-inch video screen on it. That bitch flip there's got a full layout keyboard. You know what I'm saying? And all that. Go to epathchina.com. Check that out. Now, imagine talking on a video phone to nobody. You know what I'm saying? It's always kind of fucked up to be more advanced in technology than anybody else because it ain't going to do you no motherfucking good. Right now, if I order a goddamn video phone and I'm here in slow-ass Florida where these crazy motherfuckers still just getting on MP3 players and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, how the hell? Bitches just getting out of the CD age and on the flash drives and jump drives and MP3s when we into MP5, MP4 and 5 players. It's crazy, man. No, the iPhone ain't overrated. That bitch is over-advertised. That's what the fuck it is. It's over-advertised. A lot ain't nothing overrated. Shit just be over-advertised, over-dramatized right here in the good old us. I'm going to stop saying the other word. The good old us, because that's what the fuck it is. Just us. And that's what they do. Just like a song can suck on the radio, but if they overplay that motherfucker, you'll find yourself liking that garbage. You know what I'm saying? Like some of this bullshit that's on the radio down here now. You know? But when you first heard the song, you was like, God, that song fucking sucks. But now, here every fucking hour on the hour, they playing that bitch back to fucking back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I'm over-traumatized, God damn it. Motherfucking traumatized in my pocket. I can't even smoke the weed like I want to smoke. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Got to worry about stopping before the white line at the goddamn stoplight. Oh, I get a fucking ticket. Even though I've been used to that, though. This is why I tell these slow motherfuckers here around my hood. Photo enforced cameras been in Europe 20 years ago. Probably longer than that, but at least 20 years ago. Okay. MP3 players, iPods, all that shit been in Germany, 20 years ago. Maybe longer. Okay. So while we was running around this motherfucker on tapes and shit, and we hollering about Germany is 20 years behind us. No, they 20 years behind in fashion, but who the fuck cares how you look if your ass ain't motherfucking up in your technology? I can give a fuck about your pumps and boots. Girl, if you don't know how to goddamn send a text message or have an email address, you feel me? You behind in the motherfucking time. So, yeah, people, we've been in the motherfucking dark ages. But you've been keeping yourself in the dark ages. You feel me? Because ever since the World Wide Internet became accessible in 1996, and that's how long I've been on this shit, it's been no excuse ever since after that for you really not to have the American dream. Honestly, hooking up with brothers like me here that share knowledge like that, EPAF China, if you still continue to go into the stores, people, and buy electronics and shit out the stores, then that is on you. I have nothing to do with that, but I have showed you the path to savings. I have showed you the direct path to where you need the motherfucking shop at. I ain't buying shit out the motherfucking stores no more. Not electronic wise. Now that I can practice patience. Then if you have to have it, okay, then that's a no-brainer. Like, fuck it. But then still order you a backup. Just get that shit for temporarily. Because it's out there, people. Knowledge is everything. Knowledge is everything. I hate people say knowledge is power. There ain't no motherfucking power, man. You got no the smartest motherfucker that came out of my school. That bitch is the dumbest motherfucker right now because he can't survive on the streets. So what was his power at? All the goddamn book smarts, you know what I'm saying, and all that goddamn brainiac power, but you don't know shit about the streets. You can't survive. No common sense to survive just on the streets. So where's your power at? So that means knowledge ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to power. But knowledge is everything. So, anyways, y'all go there. Please don't go there, man. This goddamn raggedy iPad bullshit these motherfuckers coming out with. You know what I'm saying? People, go get your goddamn mini laptop and just fucking keep it moving. All right? If you try to move with the advancement of the U.S. market, your ass will be 12 years behind. Still waiting on technology. Fuck an iPhone. Fuck an iPad. Fuck I. You know what I'm saying? Go get it. You still worried about I. Go get it. Put a T on that. Go get it. Go get it. Technology is out there. If you can go on epapchina.com, click on any of them cell phones, and find any of them cell phones in an American market right now, I send somebody two virtual dollars, goddammit. You get two virtual bucks from me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't goofy bone, goddammit. We don't send out real cash on this show. But y'all can go to 186 Deuce or the Blog Talk Radio Network, you know what I'm saying? Normally during the week from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my boy give away cash, $50 cash. You know what I'm saying? So if you're hurting, you know what I'm saying? Go on and, go on over there and do that, you know what I'm saying? I don't do the, who was that? I think that was Miss Computer Lady. There's a show on here, actually, blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. She just covered, you know what I'm saying, I guess the do's and don'ts, ins and outs of the iPad, you know what I'm saying? But I just had a motherfucker from Germany, DJ Sweep, who said that he was ordering his iPad from the U.S. He had to order his from the U.S. because it wasn't going to hit Germany till like I don't know, a week or two. So he wanted to get it, like, you know, he wanted to be like one of the first ones to get it. But I mean, you know, who the fuck cares if you the first one to get it? It's going to take your ass 2 weeks to read the goddamn book to learn how the motherfucker probably use the bullshit. And then you will find out that there's a million other applications out there that you could have paid $400-$500 cheaper and did the same goddamn thing. But everybody want to be in it for the style of it. Everybody want, oh, look, I got an iPhone. I got an iPad. No, I don't know how to use it, but I have one. You know what I'm saying? It's like the goddamn, what the hell is it? Some kind of commercial down here now. It's got the little plain cell phone standing next to the goddamn PDA phone with all these goddamn millions of buttons. Like my homeboy Tsunami liked to use that. I was about to throw his goddamn phone because I was like, man, what the hell is this? I started, man, I got a finger cramp just trying to dial my damn phone number. I'm like, what is that shit? What, you got to have a external pin just to dial numbers? Shit. Does that seem more advanced because they are inconveniencing you and causing you finger cramps? Yeah, I was like, fuck that. Give me the old school phone. What, the old blind man phone with the big ass numbers and shit? All I want to do is call in, receive a call in and call out. All that text in and, you know, all that, that's bullshit. I don't do none of that. You won't find smell, you know what I'm saying, sitting around sending a text message to somebody. Because if your lazy ass, unless you at work, ain't got time to pick up the phone and spend that same goddamn 5 minutes it took you to make the fucking text message, and then just call me and say, hey, Smell, what's up? I ain't motherfucking answering your ass back. You know what I'm saying? Hell no. What kill me too if motherfuckers be in the same room and send you a text? Motherfucker, just turn around and ask me. You ain't sending me no Morse code. Jeez. People take over. Yeah, over texting too. People over text. Shit. Hello, fuckers. God damn. I see a bitch almost get, I mean, there's so many stupid motherfuckers down here almost get. They need to ban walking with cell phones. I mean, if you going to do some real banning laws, do something that's showing a problem. A problem down here is what I can't get this through my head. People, who can walk and read? Put your hands in the air if you can walk and read at the same time. If you a fucking magician, if you can walk down the street straight, and I mean reading a newspaper or a magazine straight to your goddamn face without ever looking up, you's a goddamn David Copperfield. But that is the same sense that it makes for you to be walking down the street sending a goddamn text message. And you just walk it. I mean, you into it. You just all into it. I seen 4 or 5 people, little boy even got hit. Because he walked his dumb ass out straight into the street. This chick the other day, I almost seen her almost got her toes ran over because she thinking she cute. You know what I'm saying? And people going to see her in her little bright orange outfit. Yeah, they almost seen your ass on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Spanish dude. He walking down the street. All into the goddamn text message. Here he go step out to a busy intersection. Then he looks up and steps back. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, people, your freedoms is one thing. But when you are dumb with your free, then that's when you need to have some shit taken away from you. Because you are beyond the understanding of what you got. You know what I'm saying? You fucking up. That is the most dangerous thing that I've ever seen, man. It's people walking and fucking texting. I mean, driving and texting is... You know what I'm saying? It's one thing. But, yeah, that's even worse. You feel me? Because it's nothing worse to pull up to a light and have to hit the horn on the motherfucker because they sitting up there all engulfed in they text. You know what I'm saying? Trying to talk. Girl, I'm on the way. Girl, I'll be there in 2 seconds. Girl, they get the fuck off the phone. Or you got like my homeboy stuck in Moco space. You know what I'm saying? Every 2 seconds they got their phone beeping because they talking to chicks. You know what I'm saying? Be over the internet, over the phone. You know what I'm saying? Trying to hook up whatever they trying to hook up. Damn. That's crazy, man. Shouts out to everybody up in here, man. Thank you for enjoying the show. Scalers Beyond Saturday, man. It's basically, you know what I'm saying, your day to let you your hair down. I don't give a fuck. Blonde, black, brunette. Don't give a shit to me. But come on through, man, and have a good time and do what it does. Right here on this show, you know what I'm saying, we do take it back, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, off-cue-ass mother Huey Lewis. God damn it. Where my gun at? Hold on, people. Fucking Huey Lewis want to be all late. No, mother, you start what I say start. You don't start when you motherfuckers want to start. That's something for your ass, homie. I got something for your ass. You better go back in time, all right. You better go back in time. Go back on this. God damn it. Late start on me. Shit. I got something for you. I don't play that shit. Sorry, people. I had to shoot my bridge real quick. Acting up on me. Yeah. All right. Let's get back into it. Some old Huey Lewis or something. So after this here, man, a couple of minutes, you know what I'm saying, I read the what's called the Nutty News of the Day for the weekend. I wasn't here Thursday, you know what I'm saying, because I had to run out. I got my tobacco license in, so you can call me official Mr. Smelly Blunt. That is the name of my tobacco business, Smelly Blunt. And I'm legal now. You know what I'm saying? So if you've ever had the dream of being able to sell open blunts in the street, then, yeah, you already know what time it is. Oh, okay, that's what time it is. Because the guests, I normally kick guests up out of here just because of the content of the show. And guests sometimes be little kids, you know what I'm saying, out for spring break and summertime. And them motherfuckers be on here just, y'all see it. Any show host that been on here a year, at least a year in radio, because I started this back in February 25th. And, you know what I'm saying, of 2009. So I'm into my over one year radio. But when I started out, man, summertime hit around. Not summertime. I guess one of them breaks the motherfuckers was out of school on it. Man, there was 1,000,001 goddamn kids on the show, prank calling in the show and coming in your chat rooms, and they got all these goddamn weird fucking names, Little Joey and Jim Poppy Eye, all kind of crazy fucking names. So you gotta, you know what I'm saying? That's why I do, you know what I'm saying, monitor people who just sit there, act like a guest and shit, because you're not interactive with the show, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, to me, you're a motherfucking outsider, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna do that, you know what I'm saying, since you are friends. Shouts out to everybody up there in Texas, you know what I'm saying, holding it down real big. So I got to get into a quick song, people, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no herb to roll up, so I'm feeling kind of lonely, you know what I'm saying? So I got to go and, I don't know, suck up some air outside or something to get high, because filthy fucking air down here. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm bullshitting. This is John Nudo, little I Need Money right here. This boy smells so good. And you're riding out Wrecking the Game Radio. This is what we do each and every Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. Captain Smells So Good in the building. Scandalous Biatch Saturday is back. Shouts out to Alexander Jamie out there. Heavenly Angel inside now. And if anybody got some 420, man, pass it my way.
What? You want that deal? Okay. That's going to be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid the rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance.
You know what my motto is? I don't show no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I need money, I need money. Body with a flaw, when I walk up in the building, all the niggas stop and pause. I let this dude eat me out once, he don't wanna go home. He keeps hitting my phone, he won't leave me alone. My pussy got a tight grip, and I call a rubber band. And every time he beat it, the girl, she is screaming. Yeah, baby, you want a little taste. Got me by the waist, let me throw it in your face. I know a lot of girls.
me up like money. When I walk, I like to shake this booty like it ain't funny. No, I'm not the baby mama, job on a higher level. Give me the mic, I spit acapella. Yeah, I peek the way he been looking at me, shooting me them fuck faces, grabbing me by the waist. So what's up, daddy? How many tags you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the trees. Inhale the trees. When I die. Inhale the trees. Burn me up. Inhale the trees. Get lit. Inhale the trees. 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 Let the tribes of the ancient world pollinate the earth, which has been uprooted from cruelty. Inhale the sins of our fathers.
Inhale the truth.
Exhale the culture built on diversity. All done under the family tree of life. Speaking words that will change the future. Taking redemption as my bride. Dust formed into ashes that assimilates the consciousness. That stimulates the consciousness. A new birth for certification from Mother Earth. Sat along these papers. Unknown liberation. Unknown liberation.
Misunderstood.
One that may be burned for its context or printed as a book. And inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a... Can I call down there and see about getting a bus ticket?
To where?
Hawaii.
From where? From Pelham to where?
Hawaii. Trying to take the family, like, on a vacation.
Okay. Can you hold on real quick?
Hello?
Yeah.
I can't be on hold too long. This calling card about to go off.
Okay, then, just give me the name of the city and the state.
I'm going to Hawaii, Hawaii.
Hawaii?
How
are you going to Grand?
H-A, what the name? H-A. Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Right.
On the Grand to Hawaii.
That's right.
No, I don't think the Grand goes, you got to call the plane.
Hey, I can't call the plane. It costs too damn much.
Well, I mean, there's no way to...
I mean, you can't, like, make some kind of arrangement to drive us, like, to the coast and make some arrangement to get us on the boat or something?
You have to call a travel agency for that.
Now, what is that?
Huh?
What is that?
Travel agency.
Right, what does that do? Is that like the...
They'll set you up tickets for a cheaper rate.
To go to Hawaii?
Yeah.
On the bus?
Yeah.
So you do have a bus and go to Hawaii.
It'll go to L.A., and then from there, you have to take a boat.
Right. Now, listen, let me ask you, can I transport my hogs?
I don't know.
I mean, I like on the Greyhound. Can I take my animals?
I don't know. You got to call Greyhound for 800.
Well, this the number right here. It says Greyhound. That's what I dialed.
Yeah, but I'll give you...
Look here, I need to get some answers right now. Somebody's ass going to get whooped.
Somebody's ass is gonna get whooped. Somebody's ass is gonna get whooped. Yeah, man, this is Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. Been chit chatting on the bridge, you know what I'm saying, with people from around the world. We got Singapore, the Netherlands, Texas, Washington, Florida. You know what I'm saying? We got all kind of people, which is the beautiful thing about speaking around the world, man. Is because, you know, when you be thinking that, you know what I'm saying, you living in hell on earth, you know what I'm saying, talk to somebody else, you know what I'm saying, and I don't mean the motherfucker standing next door to you. I mean, if you got the opportunity, talk to somebody, you know what I'm saying, across the world and see how the fuck they living. And guaranteed, you will find out that, that you know, you ain't, where you living ain't worse than how other people are living. And we do take a lot for granted here in the U.S. A lot of privileges that we are allowed, so-called allowed, to have. I don't see how a motherfucker allow you to have anything. I mean, the only thing we're allowed to do, you know what I'm saying, is wake up every day from the Lord's, you know what I'm saying, good graces, and go to sleep by his good graces. Anything in between is our personal choices and freedoms, you know what I'm saying, that we have. It's my personal choice. If I want to sit here all day, shit on myself in a chair, and goddamn it, not worry about what the fuck the rest of the world is going to do. It's my choice to sit up here and make myself fatter than the goddamn chair that I'm in to where the point I can't get out of this motherfucker. That's my choice, my freedom. You know? People have that each and every day, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know why people mentally lock themselves down to the point where, you know, living right here in the U.S., people mentally enslave themselves. You know what I'm saying? But guaranteed, we got 100 more motherfucking freedoms than a lot of people now. I will give that up. Shouts out to my homeboy Ashwood. I see you there. And, yeah, in Australia, yeah. Happening to Asians. Oh, yeah. Well, the thing about Asian people, they you know, Asians Asians is the next black people, you know what I'm saying, besides Mexicans. Mexicans work hard, goddammit. You don't see Asians working hard on shit. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, do a comparison when Asian and different people come to your country and the roles that they play. You feel me? When you first came down here to the United States and you ever ran up on black people, you seen black people in every kind of fuck role that it was, from janitorial to sanitation services, all these old bullshit, whole ass motherfucking roles that wasn't prosperous. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got tired of that bullshit, motherfuckers started going to school and getting some real education upon themselves. You know what I'm saying? They had to fill in the void for all this motherfucking missing work and shit. There ain't never been a problem with unemployment. This is the problem with finding reliable people that actually want to stay employed to that bullshit ass job that you keep slaving a motherfucker on with slave wages. Subsequently, they go, and instead of you know, back in the days of taking motherfuckers like out of Africa, they didn't have to. The fucking shit is so bad in Mexico, they just opened up the goddamn border and let everybody motherfucking flood the fuck in. There wasn't no problems at the border, you feel me? Bitches been keeping motherfuckers coming across that border for years. So how is it just it was a sudden flux, all the border is weak, and now 100,000 motherfucking Mexicans came over here? No, it was a demand, and the demand needed to be met, so they brought the motherfuckers that who would meet that demand. You know what I'm saying? But where the strength of one Mexican will never amount to the strength of one black man, oh, they got 10 of the motherfuckers then. So we'll put 10 on the same job that one brother was doing. We're going to put 10 of you motherfuckers on and pay you the same goddamn pay we was paying that one black person. So, but you ain't never seen no motherfucking Chinese. When you last time you seen a Chinese janitor? You ever seen a Japanese janitor? How many Chinese, Japanese people you see working in fast food restaurants? I mean, take a step back, people. How many motherfuckers you ever seen a Chinese person in a strawberry field picking strawberries or picking any kind of produce? No. They come down here established. They get them motherfuckers little businesses. They get with Chang Pong Fat or whoever the fuck their cousin is down here. You know what I'm saying? Who been down here before them, saved up a little bread. But he's seen how he don't want his people to be. So he'll be goddamn if he, you know what I'm saying, allow any of his people to come down here and be persecuted to this bullshit that everybody else is. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. It's motherfucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Let me read y'all a little bit of, let me beam my homeboy in real quick. I'm going to give y'all some, this ain't even the nutty news yet. You know what I'm saying? This shit's just nutty because it's news. You know what I'm saying? Be my own boy Ashwood up in this mofo flipper. There we go. Ashwood in the motherfucking building. No sleep. Welcome to the Scandalous Beat Saturday. Yeah. Come on now. What's happening on that side, homie?
Shit, man. This economical. Working on some beats.
Yeah, economical pressure, motherfucker.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
You feeling that way, brother?
Yeah.
But I can't see across the room. I'm so high, nigga. All right, before we get into this nutty news real quick, man. Shout out to Alexander for dropping this little bit of info to my Singapore resident. All the people in Singapore, man, you got a voice out there, man. The world gonna motherfucking know what's going on, believe that. As long as we goddamn talk up and speak up on the atrocities that's going on in our goddamn hood, we'll all figure out, goddamn it, that it's bullshit all the way around the world. Up north can't run down here to the south to escape goddamn winter. If goddamn it, it's winter all the way across the board. Huh? So we got fucked up shit all the way across the board. It ain't like you gonna come from the States and leave to another country. You know what I'm saying? If you still was a drug dealer in your own country and you go over there trying to motherfucking sell drugs. If you was a fucking prostitute here in the United States and you go over to Bangkok thinking that you ain't gonna be a prostitute or you ain't gonna get into that lifestyle, well then shit. I beg the devil. Anyway, a lesson to resist Lee Kuan Yew. Lee Kuan Yew is the president of Singapore or that country. What Singaporeans need to do to resist the tyranny of Lee's pap, is what is that, pap smear? They have to understand the game should be played according to fair and equal rules, not the one-sided ones imposed by Lee Kuan Yew. That's what y'all fucking up at right there. There is no such thing as equality and fairness when it comes to your motherfucking freedom. It's any means necessary to goddamn take your fucking freedom and to remain free, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, you feel me? That's by any means necessary. There is no equality. There is no fairness on the playing field. Because if that's the case, we'll be there right now. The shit is lopsided. You got one motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, higher than the other person. And that's why we are in this stage that we are in right now. There is no seeing eye to eye when it comes to freedom. All right. The way to challenge this despotic regime should be to simply disobey laws that are designed to keep you down. This is the only way. And this would apply right here in the United States because, you know what I'm saying, I don't give a fuck what kind of laws, what kind of chip, what kind of this. Only you as a person, it will be that final, you know what I'm saying, line to whether you're going to accept it or not. Only you, not your friend, not your mama, not your daddy. I don't give a fuck if your whole family been chipped. It's going to come down to you if you going to personally accept it or not. I ain't going to accept shit. Feel me? I don't put shit in my body. I don't even take blood tests because I don't like needles. And that's once a year that a motherfucker, you know, didn't get the chance to do that. But I keep myself healthy, you feel me? Stop going out there and motherfucking living a reckless lifestyle. You won't have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, your health care and all that bullshit. You know? Note the following. If you want to spread your message through publicly distributing leaflets, you should simply do it despite the unjust Singapore laws that require permits. Yeah, break the law, you are within your rights. Yeah, that's called freedom of press, people. You know what I'm saying? You got the freedom to put out any motherfucking information that you want to disseminate, you know what I'm saying, to the public people. Well, yeah, that explains a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you don't understand the world of Freemasonry, then you're going to kind of be cattle, too. You're going to be kind of left out there, too, and getting fucked by the wayside. So, people, I ain't saying join, but you have to understand, you know what I'm saying, the strongholds, you know what I'm saying, that are affecting you. Freemasonry have the strongest hold on this entire planet right now. You feel me? Because you got ignorant-ass motherfuckers who was pussy-ass motherfuckers in high school, and then, you know what I'm saying, couldn't get into the goddamn key clubs and all this other kind of shit. When they get their bitch ass out, you know what I'm saying, and somebody sees a weak motherfucking lamb, you know what I'm saying, that's what they go and do, you know what I'm saying? They go and find weak lambs to bring into their goddamn, they flock and shit, you know what I'm saying? But the strong motherfuckers ain't sharing no knowledge, you know what I'm saying? The real Masons ain't sharing no knowledge with you. You know what I'm saying? All these old fake, fluky-ass motherfuckers who want to blow card and parlor tricks up your ass and show you, hey, look at this $20 bill. It shows the towers crashing. prior to. Well, motherfucker, you should have been, if you been knew that shit, then you should been motherfucking running your goddamn mouth instead of holding on to motherfucking secrets, you know what I'm saying, when you ain't even promised to live to the next day, you know what I'm saying? So who the fuck is you? All right. Anyways, I do know something about Freemasonry, signs, symbols, handshakes, and all the other fuck flukery, politrick bullshit. If you're not in it for the motherfucking knowledge, you know what I'm saying, then you in it just for the fucking perks, which is a lot of what so-called enlightened brothers, is what I call them, so-called enlightened brothers are in it for. They're not in it for the knowledge quest of it, which is the only motherfucking reason that you should be in any kind of cult or any kind of practice like that. If you're not in it for the education, you just in it for the motherfucking parlor tricks and perks, well, you just what they looking for. You are just the motherfuckers they looking for. So, if you want to attract, public opinion by peaceful demonstrations, you should do it without permits. Yeah, the law requiring permits is unconstitutional and a violation of the freedom of speech clause, but if you don't know your motherfucking laws and you don't know that you know what I'm saying, that you're not violating it, but because these motherfuckers gonna put this bullshit on some goddamn paper, like a motherfucking wedding certificate that says we motherfucking married, but you go around sleeping with goddamn Tim, and Timbo, you know what I'm saying? What the hell does that prove? That don't prove shit. It's just a fucking piece of paper. Bitch, we ain't married. Get your ass out of my motherfucking house. Marry that. All right. Keep moving on in three. If you want to stick posters in public places without damaging any property, you should do it. Yeah, it is a right under the Freedom of Expression Clause of the Constitution. You know what I'm saying, people? One thing, a lot of motherfuckers don't even understand what the Constitution is. You know what I'm saying? People ain't, never even took a glance over the Constitution to know, you know what I'm saying, what's actually in it. And if you have it, you would notice that motherfuckers have made changes to your Constitution when this is not the original Constitution that was signed by all the motherfuckers back in the day. The Constitution that we are under right now is a revised constitution. Check it out, people. You know what I'm saying? If you look at the original, look at the older, and look at what's now, these motherfuckers been making revisions to your constitution. So, not Chinese. God damn, that's hard, yeah. How you second class to a person? You know what I'm saying? What class is that? Bitch, we didn't go to the same school. So how the fuck... You know what I'm saying? I'm in a different class than you. if you want to be financed through foreign funds, you should accept it, as there is nothing illegal in using donations, including foreign ones. Now, what I'm reading, people, is all shit that is illegal in Singapore. Shit that they're saying that requires you to have a permit. You feel me? But this is what I'm saying, man. All the way down to the person that's coming to your door to enforce the fucking law has to understand the mentality of the people that you are working for. And I mean to the highest level. Not your motherfucking lieutenant, not your sergeant, not your captain. I mean beyond his reaches, beyond his means. You need to be thinking about the people that are unseen. You know what I'm saying? Because of the people that are seen aren't the ones that are fucking you over right now. They are just applying the pressure as being applied to them. And they are passing it down to what is called the trickle-down effect. You know what I'm saying? If you want to demonstrate peacefully against government policies such as the foreign talent, you should do it without a permit, as this is constitutional under the Freedom of Assembly Clause. Which is why down here you always got motherfucking rednecks, Ku Klux Klan, that always want to have their goddamn Klan rallies and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's their freedom of assembly. You have that. That is your right. You know? But they enforce that shit. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody, but they enforce it. Number six, if you are unhappy about Lee Kuan Yew's salary of $3.7 million a year and consider it a theft, you should peacefully protest without fear. Remember, it is your constitutional right, people. We have constitutional rights. You have rights. And if you don't enforce them rights, they will motherfucking run your ass and bury you off into a goddamn small hole, just like they do niggas down here in Tampa, Florida, who did not know their rights. And subsequently, you know what I'm saying, are facing unjust treatment due to the fact. Number seven, you should not be afraid to say what you want and do what you want, as long as it is your legal right as an individual. Number eight is, if you want to call the thief a thief, then do it. It is your right. Bush was a fucking thief. He stole everything from the goddamn people. You know what I'm saying? Obama, you know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, you following in a bad motherfucking path. Because right about now, I can give two shits less of a damn about some motherfucking health care reform. Only thing I'm concerned about is getting the goddamn troops back home that you motherfuckers done blew a extreme, and I mean an extreme, cloud of smoke up the American people's ass with this goddamn so-called overhaul reform bullshit. So, yeah. I mean, that's some bullshit, people. And so many people that's actually believing in it. You know what I'm saying? Man, please. I'm 32 years old, and I tell you what fucking healthcare has done for me. Exactly. I ain't telling you because it ain't did shit for me. You know what I'm saying? Healthcare is, if you an unhealthy motherfucker, that's the only useful person of healthcare. You know what I'm saying? My mother is a benefit of healthcare because she's a diabetic. You feel me? But that was only till she got 50. What was she doing with the healthcare before that? We never went to the doctors on regular motherfucking checkups. You know what I'm saying? We weren't sick. What the hell you going to go and have a doctor tell you some lies for? You know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck doctors in goddamn in business for. If you a healthy motherfucker every time you come up in here, I can't tell you a healthy motherfucker up every time you come up in here, because you're gonna stop coming up in here if I tell you healthy every single time. So I got to do just like a mechanic and tell you, well, hey, I think your brakes are a little loose. They might need some fluid. The fluid's only gonna cost you $10. Now when I put that motherfucking fluid in there, oh, I see another little problem. While I was putting in that fluid, it looks like you might have a leak coming from your slave cylinder. Now, if you keep riding with that slave cylinder like that, it could become a problem. We can replace that for you today at a discount of only $200. In essence, there was nothing wrong with your shit from the goddamn jump. All right. Keep it moving on. Let's keep it moving on. Number nine, you should not be afraid of arrest, since it is the only lame tool that Lee Kuan Yew uses to silence and intimidate you, which is the same bullshit down here, you know what I'm saying, in the United States. It makes me laugh when I go to jail and see these old pussy motherfuckers sitting there goddamn booking, crying and shit, you know what I'm saying, because they got to spend a couple of hours in booking, you know what I'm saying, for doing stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they finna go off and lose their whole fucking life. But, you know, people can't take being taken out of their comfort zone. The only thing about jail people is they take you and sit you in a goddamn room. It's no difference than me taking your stupid ass and sitting you in the middle of Walmart for 10 hours and telling you you can't get the fuck up. All thing you can do is sit here and watch bitches walk back and forth. Can't go to the, and you can go over to the bathroom and walk your punk ass back and sit the fuck down. What is the difference? All right. Number 10, in other words, whenever you are faced with a question, ask yourself whether it is right, not whether Lee Kuan Yew requires you to have a permit. And last but not least, break the law if it is just. Obeying unjust laws only keeps you down. I got to read that 400-500 more times, but I'm not, but I'll read it one more time. Break the law if it is just. Obeying unjust laws only keeps you down. All right. That is compliments of Gopalan Nair, 39737 Paseo Padre Parkway, Suite A1, Fremont, California, 94538 in the U.S. Y'all want to hit him up, 510-657. Well, fuck it. Let's hit him up. Let's give him a call. Let's see if he answers the phone. Y'all hold on, people. We're going to call go pile in the air. Let's see if he answers the phone. Hold on a second. This is real nigga radio, man. We do real things right here, if y'all didn't know. Hell no. I had to put some porn music on because a couple people be scared when they hear real music in the background. Like, what the hell is that? All right, hold on a second. All right, here we go, people. Let me make a quick call real quick. See if we can get Gopalan Nair on the phone. Hold on.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 510-491-4375 is not available. At the tone,
the hell
please
number
record
is that?
Your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mr. Nair, Gopalan Nair. This is DJ Smell So Good from Wrecking the Game Radio, trying to get in contact with you. In reference to the article that you had posted, Singapore's descendant, how lesson to resist Lee Kuan Yew, a listener of mine from your hometown area, has posted this link, and I've covered it on my show. I wanted to actually talk to you a little bit personally, go in a little bit more on some of the atrocities of your area. So if you could, man, give me a call back. My number is 347 area code. 347-237-5125. I'm live on air from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I understand you're in California. I'm in Florida. So please, apply the time to you. And I'm on the radio Monday through Saturday. And again, that's 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And can be reached 347-237-5125 as early as convenience. But I'll only be live on air in between those times. So please give me a call back. Again, my name is DJ Smells So Good, and thank you for your time.
Satisfied with your message, press 1 to message with normal. Your message.
God, that guy is fucking professional. Wow. That guy is fucking professional. Yeah. Who else we need to call? Anybody else? Now we're getting a lot of feedback from the bridge. Somebody says Obama is just another sucker. I'm trying to honestly answer that in a way that it won't sound fucked up. Do we need to call Doll back? Yeah, wait a minute. We got to call real Dolls back. Y'all on, people. We got to call real. God damn it. We need to talk to Matt. We're going to fucking talk to Matt. All right, old people. Damn. I'm on a fake website. This is not real, Dolls. Let me in. No, this is not real. Oh, real Dolls, my bad. You got to be careful what you type in, people. You'll get taken to the wrong website. It's realdoll.com. And, we're looking for Matt. Calling back in. We're looking for Matt. Hey, got to speak to Matt. Yeah. Yeah, last time I called, you were jacking off with one of the dolls. Wondering if I can talk to you this time. Are your hands free? Oh, my bad, people. My bad. All right, here we go. Okay, hold on. Let me cue the porn music back up. Do-do-do-do-do. And we're contacting Matt, people. I don't want to leave anybody in the dark. We're contacting Matt. We talked to Amanda on the show last week about the real doll, the world's finest love doll. Yes, get yours today for only $6,000. You're fucking right. All right, here we go, people. Y'all on.
Calling Abyss Creations, home of Real Dolls. Please listen carefully as our menu options have recently changed. For customer service or public relations, please press 14 now or email Amanda at
being transferred.
The desk of Amanda Thompson, customer service for Abyss Creations. I am away from my desk at the moment, so please leave me your name and your telephone number along with a brief message, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, Amanda, this is Cap Smell So Good, Wrecking the Game Radio, calling you back again. Hey, you've been getting a lot of responses from your website and a lot of freaky fucks out there want some more information. So if you can't have Matt, give me a call, because I want to actually talk to a male and get a male opinion. Please call, have him call me Monday, because Monday I'm doing My Health, Your Health Monday. And, yeah, I think the Real Doll would be a good subject to talk about, and we can get him a lot of good exposure. So tell him to hit me up. Area code 347-237-5125. I'm on air 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Wrecking the Game Radio. Yeah. Tell me, hit me up, please. Por favor. All right.
Invalid entry. To transfer to another extension, press RC.
What the hell kind of, what the fuck I was just leaving a message to then? Guess I was talking to myself. Yeah, man, it's going now. All right, people. We well passed into the nutty news and shit. I got to play one good Ashwood song, and we're going to get off into the nutty news of the day. Of the weekend, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Ash, what you into, dog? What you feel like hearing, man?
Hey, let me hear some of that Puppet Master, man.
Motherfucker, Puppet Master ain't goddamn Ashwood. But fuck it. We'll be getting into that.
Puppet Master!
World premiere.
I love my face.
Coming right back after this scandalous beat. Saturday is back. Live right here, Wrecking the Game Radio. Gonna bring y'all.
I'm good, don't sweat it, I'm
don't forget it. Watching every move, you see people jug on the block. Look a little closer, you see them fiends getting hot. Man, they never stop, they don't really care around here. They gon' get that guap, niggas just don't dance around here. So you need to stop, drop and roll to our city line. And pay the tolls off of 95. Cause I love my hood, now who with me?
Never turn your back on the hood, they forget you. Love my city, cause the hood ride with you.
I love my city, and everybody in it. And I'ma keep hustling till the rims stop spinning. I love my city. I love my city.
Y'all already know what time it is. Oh, time for the nutty news of the day, people. And nutty news of the day is brought to you by nuttynewsoftheday.com for all your weird, wild, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news. You know what I'm saying? Going to you right here first. And this is news brought to you from around the world, people. And when I mean the world, I mean the world. I got to patent my shit, man. I got to patent my shit. Everybody is using my wall now. Y'all sound a country and shit. Goddamn heavenly angel over there sounding like the world. I'm coming to Washington. Welcome to my world. Let's go down. Let's get a little Rita Shelby in the background and start this thing off, man. Nutty News, man, brought to you part by nuttynewstoday.com. This news right here, people, I promise you, it might be news coming right from your backyard, but, yeah, this is something that you probably ain't even know what's going on. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and get into it and do what we does. And starting this off in Finland, where these stupid motherfuckers down here in the United States talking about they stopping Saturday delivery and shit, the post office, because, you know what I'm saying, it's getting too expensive. You know what I'm saying? To send your mail and shit. I don't know how the fuck. But take your ass to Finland. Yeah, we all the way over in Finland, people. Where postal service is to open mail and send scanned copies. Yeah, imagine that. Isn't that called tampering with motherfucking federal property? A.K.A. going into my goddamn mail. A.K.A. why the fuck am I writing a private letter if I want you stupid motherfuckers to read my shit? Yeah, all right. Love letters, pay slips, and overdue bills will not be spared when Finland's Post starts opening mail and sending scanned copies to selected recipients in a trial aimed at cutting costs and emissions. Volunteers will receive an email or a mobile phone text message when their mail has been opened, scanned, and sent as a PDF file to a secure digital mailbox. People, if you go for that fuck shit, you might as well say your freedom is completely out the motherfucking window. For them dumbass volunteers that's even accepted to do that fucking shit as a trial test, you stupid motherfuckers need to get kicked in your goddamn pinky toe. That is some stupid shit. That is a clear violation of privacy. There's so many violations all the way across the board. Yeah. But that's in Finland. So let's go over here to Italy, where a road sign, yeah, warning of prostitutes is confusing motorists. Attention, prostitute. I fucking love Italy, boy. I love Europe, boy. Y'all got the best fucking prostitution laws in the world. Plus, there is none. Oh, man. The red-bordered triangular sign shows a scantily clad woman who is also carrying a handbag. In the city of Treviso in northern Italy, the sign states, Attention, prostitute, seemingly warning people of prostitutes in the area. Does it mean I have to look out for prostitutes crossing, or that they are available around here? Hell nah. Hell to the nah. Wow. Come on, people, I'm telling you, where you stay at is not as nutty as it seems. Yeah. Alright, cafeteria worker has been stuck in the dumbwaiter. I guess because she's a dumbwaiter. Yeah. Beth Lamb, Pennsylvania. Shouts out to Easy Rider. Go to www.bid66.com, people, if you want to get some cheap bids. If you're an eBay freak, then you need to go to www.bid66.com, where you can do 50 cent penny to 50 cent bids on big name items and stuff like that. So go and check it out. Yeah. But a cafeteria worker at an Eastern Pennsylvania university has been accidentally pulled into a narrow shaft connecting floors and been trapped for 2 hours before being rescued. A Lehigh University worker got stuck in the shaft of a dumbwaiter, a type of small elevator for carrying food trays from the second floor to the first floor. How do you get stuck in a dumbwaiter? The name for itself is just fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You're getting caught in any kind of machine that says dumbwaiter. Yeah. All right. People, I'm telling you, don't be shocked by what I'm finna read, all right? Because, yeah. In the nuttiest place on the planet that gets my vote, the good old UK, where a woman has been brought back from the dead 114 times. Okay. Taxpayers' money. Yeah. Okay. A woman was brought back from the dead 114 times in 30 hours as her heart repeatedly stopped. Anne Mitram said she went through total hell as medics battled to save her life with electric shocks. The 55-year-old ended up with scorch marks on her body from the shocks as doctors at two hospitals repeatedly resuscitated her lifeless body for more than a day and a night. And why in the fuck was this bitch so motherfucking important for y'all to waste millions of dollars in goddamn electric shock equipment in man hours? Okay, so the medical profession at this moment gets the award. Not the lady that, you know what I'm saying, thank you, Lord, for bringing her back. But as far as the whole medical staff, man, honestly, people, I'm sorry, and it's a miracle that she was brought back. But 114 motherfucking times, hey.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And, yeah. And that's the first award for the day, people. wow. That is crazy, man. I mean, you know. But at the same time, your body, your brain, it runs off electric activity, right? You know what I'm saying? It that's how it functions, off of electrical pulses and shit that stimulate it. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, keeping it pumping and shit. Then it sends signals down to your heart, blood vessels, and all that shit in order to continue to keep, you know what I'm saying, it moisturized, put it that way. Because that's all blood does, keep your brain from drying the fuck out. But your heart ain't got nothing to do with your brain. You know what I'm saying? You take your heart out, that your brain's still going to be pumping. You know what I'm saying? You take your brain out, and your heart ain't going to be pumping, though. Shit, that bitch going to stop. Unless you hook the heart up to something, you know what I'm saying, to keep it alive. You know, or you put it on ice, and then you can, you know, freeze the heart, of course. I know that sounds kind of gross, and all y'all like, God damn, why is he talking about that morbid shit? Because it's daily fucking crazy news, people. It has to be talked about. All right, and we're moving on. I still want to bring her ass back. Sorry. T-shirts with Biden's comment are selling out. Yeah, good old Washington, D.C. A grassroots arm of the U.S. Democratic National Committee predicts its big fucking deal T-shirts will sell better than Apple's iPads. Yeah, who doesn't like a big fucking cuss word on the front of their T-shirt? Yeah, I want to walk around with that. And it's presidentially approved. Yeah, approved. Organizing for, the T-shirts will sell better than, organizing for American Representative Brandi Hoffman says the $25 shirts printed with Vice President Joe Biden's recent comment on health care legislation sold out the first night they were offered, the Hill reports. So why you stupid motherfuckers just don't sell T-shirts to get us out of this goddamn $1 trillion motherfucking deficit that we so-called seem to be in, since motherfuckers got time to waste their motherfucking $25 on a goddamn T-shirt that says big fucking deal on it, that you can wait and spend $2, $7 buying the goddamn iron-on shirt from Walmart, and coming out $10 and printing the shit up your damn self. And hey, you can even put a picture of Biden on the goddamn T-shirt for less than $25. But just like motherfuckers still shopping at Best Buy, Walmart, CompUSA, and all these other kind of places, being led by the motherfucking shepherd, and you know what I'm saying, cattle, when you can get it straight off epathchina.com, hey people, the world is still a strange fucking place. Keep it moving. North Carolina. Doctors perform C-section with no baby. Yeah. The North Carolina Medical Board reviewed a case where doctors and interns tried to induce labor on a patient and then performed a cesarean section, but found there was no baby inside the woman's womb. It was determined that the patient suffered from pseudocyesis, which is the medical term for false pregnancy. So you telling me that they don't do the ultrasounds anymore? Yeah. That wasn't performed prior to the procedure. Right. Y'all got to be some stupid motherfuckers to operate on y'all day on. Shalimar, Florida. A woman is arrested after emailing a photo. And if you looking at the picture I'm looking at, bitch, I would arrest your ugly ass. God damn. Because, shit, you was, you're definitely not what they call a looker. Shit. Yeah, back in the day, old school. Oh, man, she's a looker. You're not a looker. Yeah, crackheaded hooker maybe, but yeah, who we lost here? Cyanide. All right, shouts out to Cyanide. I know he had to go. Dog head working after death. Ugh. Yeah, yeah, that's real. The brain still works. Yeah. But you, if you watch the old motherfucking science fiction movies back in the days where they had the little heads sitting in the motherfucking little solution and shit. Yeah, that shit is true, man. Reservoir for arterial blood. You know, once you start looking at shit, boy, it'll start taking you into some crazy shit, boy. Nah, but that ain't real, though. That's just showing you what they can do. You know what I'm saying? That's the possibility. But if they showing you the possibility of a of some fake shit, you best believe they got to show you a model before they actually do the shit. Yeah. So if you don't think that shit is true, man, please. National Council of American Soviet Friendship. What the hell is this? The value of severed heads. Wow. What the fuck am I watching? Hell nah. Y'all gotta see this clip. Wow, I'm on some other shit right there. Wow. Oh, it's fucked up. You say it reminds of Christopher Reeve. Ah, it's fucked up. I guess you wasn't that super, man. Oh, my bad. That was a little inside joke, people. Damn, that is crazy, man. They got actual body parts hooked up to these little machines. Damn, that's some crazy shit. Damn. So Frankenstein was been going on since the 1940s, people. This is coming to you from Alaska.net, www.alaska.net, via my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? My new homeboy, Mr. Alexander. This is the Flat Earth Society, deprogramming the masses since 1547. That's what I'm talking about. Welcome to the Flat Earth Society homepage. Be our guest. Sit back and let us do the talking, okay? We'll tell you who we are and what we're doing and what we're accomplishing in the world. And you can look at some of our latest theories and insights. And if you're interested, you can even become an honorary member of the Flat Earth Society. So stick around. Mission statement, that, yeah, Flat Earth is, Society's purpose is why we do what we do. We don't believe that the world is round. Scientific data and measurements backing up our claims. Fighting the evidence, dispelling common myths about proof regarding round earth theory. Uncovering the conspiracy to withhold the truth from the public. Current events, what the Flat Earth Society is doing and what you can do to help out in your community. Become a member, or dispel heretic notions, and re-educate the masses. Okay.
Ooh,
what is this, flat? Yeah. is not in any way responsible for the failure of the French to repel the Germans at the Maginot Line during World War II, nor is the Flat Earth responsible for the recent Yeti sightings outside the Vatican or the unfortunate enslavement of the Nabisco Incorporation factory employees by a rogue hamster insurrectionist group. Hell no. Furthermore, we are not responsible for the loss of one or more of the following, which may possibly occur as the result of exposing oneself to the dogmatic and dangerously subversive statements made within: life, limb, vision, Franco's Mitterrand, hearing, taste, smell, touch, thumb, Aunt Mildred, citizenship, spleen, bedrock, glove, clove, I Love Lucy reruns, toaster, pine derby racer, toy duck, antelope, horseradish, prosthetic ankle, double cheeseburger, tinfoil, limestone, watermelon, scented air freshener, sanity, paprika, German to pick Latin dictionary. And that's a whole lot of shit to say. I had to do my damn Jim Carrey expression on that one. You know how he did it? I will tell you how he did it. First he went out the door. I can't do all that shit. But what is the purpose of the flat earth, people? I don't understand. I don't understand. We're going back to Christopher Columbus and shit? I mean, what? Well, infiltrated the public education system by... she was able to gain a foothold that was able to replace nearly every lower grade with loyal flat earthers. The students are now undergoing deprogramming measures and are expected to be released when they reach their mid-30s. God damn. Over a period of several months, over half of the workers in the Wisconsin state prison system were relocated. Their positions filled by our associates. The list of replacements includes 7 guards, 957 cafeteria workers, 3,716 Pepsi machine repairmen, and 14 members of the clergy. With our operatives strategically in place, the convicts and felons are being given a healthy dose of pro-flat earth propaganda. Upon escaping during a bloody shootout that left 19 prison workers and 27 prisoners dead, a reformed felon known only as Rasp went directly to a payphone and contacted our headquarters. He is currently working in place of retired healthcare worker. What the fuck is this? Is this some motherfucking bullshit to keep me off of my goddamn nutty news? Because this is some encircled type news. Fucking earth is flat. Oh, okay. It has to be a goddamn joke website. Listen, people. Don't believe every goddamn thing you motherfucking read. You feel me? And I say that about the nutty news, too. And I know I read some old crazy-ass shit, but, you know, you got to read it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Still read it for yourself. Anyway, Shalimar, Florida. Let's get back to this, y'all. Woman arrested after emailing photo. A panhandle woman and her living boyfriend face assault charges after she emailed nude photos of herself to other dudes. Deputies arrived at the home. Kizzy Campbell, 31, shared with Johnny Lowe, 28, to check on reports of a family disturbance. Lowe stated he looked at the outgoing messages and discovered Campbell had taken a photo of her vagina and sent it out. How you know that was her cooter hole? Oh, man. Anyways, good old Mexico. Drug gangs turn weapons. Yeah, on army. Alrighty. Drug traffickers fighting to control northern Mexico have turned their guns and grenades on the Mexican army in an apparent escalation of warfare that played out across multiple cities in two border states. In coordinated attacks, government in armored cars and equipped with grenade launchers fought army troops and attempted to trap some of them in two military bases by cutting off access and blocking highways. God damn, them motherfuckers bold than a motherfucker. Damn. All right, y'all better watch out if you're in Nigeria, Calabar to be exact, where a man sent by Jesus, to punish sinners. Okay, we didn't have enough nutballs. A man who claimed to have been sent by Jesus to punish sinners rammed his car into a parked plane at an airport in southeastern Nigeria. The driver had broken through security gates at Calabar International Airport and rammed his car into the Eric airplane before soldiers arrested him. People, does anybody know what that man deserves? All righty there.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, bruh, not that he crashed into a moving plane. You know what I'm saying? Not that the plane was about to, you know, taxi out to the driveway or something. You go hit a fucking parked plane with nobody on it. Instead of crashing the bitch into the airport, you crash it into an airplane. I ought to give you another award, you stupid mother. Boy. All right. Keeping this moving on. Got 11 minutos. FAA drops ban on pilots' happy pills. Yeah, good old Washington, D.C. Pilots taking Prozac will be permitted to fly as U.S. regulators drop a decades-old ban on four antidepressants, including the Eli Lilly and Co. drug, risk from side effects such as drowsiness associated with the medications used to treat depression, doesn't pose a safety threat. The Federal Aviation Administration said today. So, when your motherfucking planes start going down and crashing, that is the way they're going to cover it up. Oh, no. He wasn't drunk. He wasn't on any kind of drugs. He was just on Prozac. It's legal. The fuck ever, man. You putting the whole goddamn people's lives at stake over some... What the fuck is you depressed over? Go talk to a goddamn therapist. Oh, I'm crackhead. All right, Glendale, California, where cops' bunny costume, poor use of city resources. Yeah. Glendale police, who use a bunny costume to decoy bad drivers at crosswalks, have abandoned the outfit after it made a city councilman hopping mad. An officer wore the Easter outfit in crosswalks. Drivers who didn't yield to the furry pedestrian were ticketed. Hell nah, that ain't a motherfucking, what the hell they call that shit, Catch-22 or what they call that, entrapment? Ain't that what it is? Yeah, all right, keep this moving. Pennsylvania, 777 cost lottery big money. All sevens came up in Pennsylvania Lottery's Big Four drawing, resulting in a whopping $7.77 million payout to 3,107 winning tickets. The news comes on a day when the Super 7 jackpot is $7.3 million, and Cash Fives' top prize is $770,000. The Big Four payout was a staggering 1,573% of sales. The lottery has to dish out about $7.2 million more than it took in for that drawing. Damn. Guess y'all motherfuckers will think twice about having a Big Four drawing, goddammit. Damn. All right, all you Obama supporters out there, good old Florida down here, find health care elsewhere. Yeah, a doctor who opposes the new health care law posted a sign on his office door telling patients who voted for President Obama to get help, to get care elsewhere. Yeah, the Orlando Sentinel reported. The sign on Dr. Jack Cassell's door reads, "Changes to your health care begin right now, not in 4 years," the Sentinel said. Man, listen here, people. If y'all wait for that so-called health care reform overhaul bullshit to kick in, you're going to find yourselves at the end of a shit stick. And if anybody knows what a shit stick is, it's not healthy for you, people. Not healthy for you. All right. And Well, no, that was last but not least, because I read that yesterday, where the police arrested the Viagra robber. Stupid motherfucker running around. He going to, this stupid motherfucker robbed 10 pharmacies at gunpoint, taking a little cash, but all the motherfucker wanted was a whole bunch of boxes of Viagra and shit. Stupid motherfucker didn't ask for rubbers, though, so you still fucked yourself. Oh, man. That's what I want to know. What the hell can you find health care anywhere else? But the home. You motherfuckers better get some home health care going on. Shit. Better start taking care of each other like homeschooling. Because, yeah, start running to these doctors. You might be fucked up. I guess I'm one of the blessed few to be a VA veteran. So I don't give a fuck about health care. I get my shit through, good old Uncle Sam. I don't utilize my health care benefits because I don't want to go into the motherfucking VA and come out with a fucking headache, go in with a headache and come out with my hand sewed to my ass or something. I don't have time for that, and I'm not going to be a part of anybody's experiment. You know what I'm saying? That's what goes on in a lot of these VA hospitals and shit. I don't go under the knife. I don't do none of that shit. If good old Ed, a hot toddy, goddamn it, can't cure it, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I say. So I'm going to get into a quick song, man. You know what I'm saying? 6 minutes left. Come back. Give everybody shots out, pieces out, and all that good shit. And I hope y'all have a blessed weekend. You know what I'm saying? This is Mama's Cry, my homeboy F1 Diamond. Come back with one more Ashwood song before we get up out of here. And go to www.ashwood.com. Check them out. More music info, DVDs. Also, check out my artist, www.myspace.com/JahNew, the princess. And go fade me as a friend, www.myspace.com/smellybtr. Live on the
radio. This your boy, F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House. Live from that Memphis, Tennessee, I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs, DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy and I went down to the drug house. And he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kango hat pulled down on his head, sitting up in the dope house, 12 years old. Can you imagine that? And I had to go in the dope house and get him out of there. And again, God, you saved him once again. You put your hands on him and you just saved him.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
She was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G. Running from the police. Had a pocket full of D. Running with my homie. Mama praying for me. Asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw that lady. Hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he can come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday, and she was praying for me, my sister, and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble, I gave the lady drama, but I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes I can. She was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now, I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch and I heard my daughter cry, Ma, they got guns. I came out to the door and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots, and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots, and not one bullet touched him. And I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry. Man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
it makes me wonder how I kept from going under.
That's real, man. 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Ashwood, man, we're gonna get up out of here, homie. See you on the flip side. We'll be hanging out in the hood in just a few. I got to stop by and pick up some more blunts. And nigga, I told you I'm legal, right?
Yeah,
I'm officially legal. Got my motherfucking tobacco license in the mail yesterday. Nigga, I'm gonna be like this goddamn song, nigga. I'm turning up my motherfucking swag on these punk bitches. I gotta leave out and go and blow up this big ass sign that say smelly blunts. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna make this shit extra stupid. So you already know. I got a lot of people out there for USF, man, coming to the 420 party, dog. Don't forget. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be going down. So I gotta go out to USF, matter of fact, and throw a whole bunch of flyers out there. That's what I need to do. And go out there and make that my market. You know what I'm saying? Cause ain't no pies like the ones we got. Hey, much love to Alexander, man, and everybody overseas, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Vilkomin and Donkashin for coming through, you know what I'm saying? And big ups to Singapore, to the Netherlands. Everybody who ahead of fucking time before us, you know what I'm saying? And like I say, people, you got to look at life in a self-reflection, you feel me? If everybody else is ahead of you, goddamn it, then where the fuck is you at? You behind. Yeah, so step the fucking game up and let's get there, people. You know what I'm saying? The path to motherfucking righteousness and enlightenment is there. So let's all get on board and goddamn take it there, you feel me? There is no one left in the dark no more. We talking to the future. You talking to the past, and goddamn it, we all in the present. So this motherfucking act that way. You feel me? Much love to you. I will see y'all up out of here Monday. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Peace out. We is out of here with Ashwood. Turning up your swag, goddamn it. All right. See you on the flip side, Ashwood. You can come through the block or something, homie.
Kid counting my math on the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rap is trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Nothing like it,
nope.
I move like Shaq.
Huh. You're racing to the top, I'm like not too fast. The ladies love it, why you so mad?
Why?
She rolling with me cause I got a lot more cash.
Yep.
On top of that, I got a lot more swag.
Yep.
Chilling in the west with my East Coast tag. Making a drop by the ounce of the glass.
Huh.
I catch you slipping, you gon' scream, give me a pass.
Nope.
I can't front, I like my winner with class.
Uh-huh.
Nice, beautiful face, beautiful ass.
Sure.
shorty met me at the crib in a half. No accident, kid, but she gon' crash. I confirm to her that I wanna smash. Wake up in the morning, fix me eggs and hash. Just thinking about it, it's making me laugh. Then I hop up in the thing with 160 on the dash. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag. I like to date them, then replace them cause I'm picky. Always on the move, so she offering a quick hit. Sipping on rosé, I'm feeling tipsy. But trust me, I stay on my toes, act tipsy. I got the powder flow, come sniff me. Try to jerk me, I'm Bin Laden, you won't get me. My pretty thing waiting for me, name Tipman. Rolling up the sticky, horny in the Vickers. Stay fresh, tilt the 5950. Shades on, you can't see my eyes, they like, who is it? Purple Kush, I'm blowing on a dick. It's the kid Ashwood, yes, I get busy. I'm coming up, yup, I can see it. Don't you like the city lock till I use the stick? Your shorty staring at my canary. Hey, this is piss, I'm on top like a cherry. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Better turn up your swag.